Easter. In fact, 2,000 years ago, all the forces of hell tried that and failed. Join us for our spectacular drive-in Easter sunrise service at 7 a.m. in the Grace Place parking lot, or our incredible drive-in Easter service at 11 a.m. We're online Saturday 6 p.m., Sunday 9 or 11 a.m. at thegraceplace.com/watch. At The Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Praise God. Well, we're going to do things a little bit differently tonight. You know, there's different measures need to be taken for different circumstances. But I want you to know this, that God is still God. Amen. And God is still on the throne. And God is not going to be dethroned or ever taken off the throne. And He's all powerful. Say, He's all powerful. I welcome you by way of the internet. I'm grateful that you're joining us tonight. And, you know, normally we just do things the normal way. People come and we fill up the church on Sundays and Wednesday nights. We have a good time. But because of what's taking place right now, because of what they call the coronavirus, things have changed and we're trying to be use wisdom. Let's first of all use as much wisdom as we can, but we don't get into fear. Never get into fear. Excuse me. And I've kind of got a title that came to my mind for tonight. It's called Immunity in the Community.
I like it.
Immunity in the community. Now, I want you to know that someone sent me a picture of the whole of Florida, all in fact up to North Carolina, and it shows red dots all over everywhere, just red dots. And that's where people have known cases of coronavirus. And it's nothing to be scoffed at. It's pretty serious in some instances, and especially if you don't know the Lord God. But there's one blue spot, just one blue spot in the middle of all of that, right on Port St. Lucie. On the Treasure Coast. It's just absolutely amazing. And I'm so grateful. And so let's try to keep it that way. Let's keep pushing and standing against what comes into the city. Because we are supposed to be the watchmen on the wall. We are the gatekeepers. We have the authority. So not that the other people didn't. Just at this particular moment, we are standing and we're going to keep that color blue because we don't want to see anyone in this community getting down with any kind of illness like that. And we want to pray for all the other communities that have had problems and that they don't get any more. Amen?
Amen.
So believers need to unite together right now, care for one another. The Bible says that Jesus said, people will know that you are my disciple by the love you have for one another.
Amen.
And so we've got to have love for everybody, amen? And just to let you know, we had a conference call today with my leadership. We're all online. And we have now started, as Pastor Adam was saying, 8 o'clock every morning for half an hour. We're going to have prayer requests and you can pray with us. We'll have a leader there and you've got the number. I'll repeat it one more time. And if you can get it up online for us, Laura, it's 408-317-9253. You call that number, then they're going to ask you for an ID number. And the ID number, the code is 397-991-391. And then you can participate. You can put in a prayer request. You can pray. And we need people like-minded to be able to pray with us. We want people of prayer. The Bible says a fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman avails much. And I want a lot of availing. We want to avail a lot for the kingdom. Amen. So that's 8 to 8:30 every single morning and every evening. So it's 8 in the morning, 8 in the evening. And then we have an email where you can send in prayer requests and you can also ask questions. And I will get those emails. And that you send the prayer requests and the questions to traditionchurch@gmail.com. traditionchurch@gmail.com. So you can put that up as well, Laura, and put them both up, leave them up for a while, put them together on the same page, please. So the prayer requests that you want to come to me, and also prayers or questions, you can send it to email traditionchurch@gmail.com. I'll be checking that in the mornings, possibly in the afternoon and in the evening, and then answering questions and prayers of concerned members or whoever. Amen? So that's a good thing. We are going live, and we are live every single service, and we're going to go live tomorrow with Healing School. I'm not stopping Healing School, because now is a time where all we've learned is great, and you can utilize that, because I've been teaching and doing Healing School every week for the last at least 10 years. And so people have got an understanding about healing and health and how to stay healthy. And so I believe that's got something to do with why we're seeing a bit of things like that, because we know something. A lot of people do, but we know how to stand against this. So this will be live, and you can see that on our webpage, which is traditionworshipcenter.com. Traditionworshipcenter.com. You can watch this service on there. You can watch Healing School on there. And then also Facebook on Tradition Worship Center. You can see us. You just go to Tradition Worship Center on Facebook, scroll down, and you can also watch us on YouTube. You go to Tradition Worship Center and scroll down. So Facebook, you go on your Facebook page, scroll down, put Tradition Worship Center in the top bar, and then just scroll down, and you'll see the live services. So we're trying to bring word to you through every means possible, amen? Amen. Because listen, when Jesus was attacked in the wilderness, all he used was word. He brought the word, and he even said to the devil, right there, he said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we're giving you the word, and never ever forget this, ever. In Revelation 12:11, the Bible says that the saints overcame the devil. The saints overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, born again people, and the word of their testimony. Amen. What were they saying? Amen. Now's the time in our lives to be saying what God said. You don't want to be saying what a lot of people that are nervous and scared are saying. I hope I don't get it. I hope and pray my prayers are answered. You say, I know God's got this. I know I walk in health. You know the will of God by the word of God. The word of God is the will of God, and the will of God tells you about healing. It's his desire for us to walk in divine, perfect health. And if you're not, you can get healed through the word of God. So we're trying to bring as much word to you as possible so that you can start to stand against any kind of onslaught in your life, not just sickness, against financial problems, against anything to that effect. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so I've entitled this tonight, Immunity in the Community. Immunity in the Community. I'm immune to anything that comes against me. Why? Because I'm a child of God. Can God take care of me? Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Has he taken care of me? Yes, he has. Will he continue to take care of me? Yes, he will. Does he want to take care of me? Yes, he does. Amen. And if you don't believe that, read the word and he'll tell you, because the word of God is the will of God. And he tells you all of those things that I just told you. Amen. Now, when persecution hit the early church, they were persecuted for the preaching of the gospel. And they had to kind of go underground, undercover. And they started to, they wanted to still bring the word and the gospel, but because they were being persecuted and thrown in prison and martyred, that they started what was called the house church. The house church. And so home groups, some of you know it as. Some of you know it as home cells. The G12 system and other systems. And so at a time like this, it's not persecution from against Christians, not in the natural realm yet, although they are trying to close us down, shut our mouths. We can't say there's only one God. We can't stand with the word of God. So in that aspect of things, they are trying to stop us. But this is the devil. This is the enemy of our soul. He's trying to stop and close the churches. Think about this. Churches all over the communities, all over America, all around the world are closing their doors. Some churches, I've been speaking to people, they don't have the fortune of having three cameras and internet and people that can man them and can go around the world. They don't have that. They're closing their doors. How can they survive? How can they keep their people and their flocks up to date with what's going on and how to handle situations? So the devil's plan is to close the church. From day one, the devil hated the church. Because when the church began, that was the day of Pentecost, the church began, we are the church. Amen. God's children are the church. He's the body. So he tries to close the church, but not only the church. Listen, he's trying to close the private funded schools. And a majority of them in this area, and I'm sure around America, are Christian schools. And they're trying to defund, stop the funding to the schools because a word has gone out saying the public school system will be funded, but the private schools are not going to be. So they know that the schools with private funding are relying on that funding to pay the teachers, to pay the salaries, to keep the mortgages going, to keep the children going, to keep everyone there. So this is something that I call persecution. It may not be straight in your face like they were in those days. If you mention Jesus, we're going to kill you. But it's come in a sly, subtle way. The Bible says, know the wiles of the devil. And so we recognize what he's doing. And I today spoke to all of our leaders and told them, and they're calling people, and we're going to get this out. All of our leaders are going to call 8 people each. And then those people are going to call other people, tell them to watch online, etc., etc. But we've got them praying. And we are praying and pushing back. We are pushing back. You at home, pray for your churches. Pray for your leadership. Pray for your government. Pray for the funding for the private schools. Pray for the churches fervently. Not just a tossing one out there hoping it's a casino prayer. You get 3 sevens. No, you pray in faith. You pray in belief. When you pray, you believe you got it. So you thank God we got it. And you don't settle for anything else. Can you say amen? Amen. Online and wherever else you're watching and you that's here tonight. And so it's vitally important we get the word. The word has to keep going out. It has to keep going out. Because the devil's not going to stop pushing. But we're going to push back. And the best way is a two-edged sword coming out of your mouth. The blood of Jesus. We're children of Israel. Covered by the blood. And then we're going to speak exactly what God said to speak. He will supply our every need in Jesus' name. And we curse you and push you back in the name of Jesus. We curse this coronavirus. We bind coronavirus. We say you will not have a part of our community in the name of Jesus, the powerful, mighty name. And Jesus' name is above every name. And the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Anything that is named will bow to the name of Jesus. Coronavirus, I command you, bow in the name of Jesus. That's the attitude we got to have. That's what you got to pray over your family, over your loved ones, over your children. Warring angels going out there protecting. Now's not the time to sit and quake at home and shiver in your boots and say, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? You say, this is why I'm here. I'm called for such a time as now. Amen. Remember what Esther said? She said, if I die, then I die. But I'm called for such a time as this. That's the attitude we got to get. Remember, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Yeah. They didn't care if they died or not. They were going to speak the word. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they threw them in the fire. They said, we don't care. Do what you like, but we are not going to serve another God. Amen. That's how we got to get. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And I'm passionate about this. I'm a passionate person about the word of God, about God. I believe the word of God. I believe God. I know we're going to come out victorious. I have no doubt about it because we've been through this wilderness many times before and we've come out every single time better off than when we went in. Job went in very wealthy. He came out there doubly wealthy. You understand? We're not going to sit back. We're not going to rest on our laurels. We're not going to quake and shiver at home. We're not going to be silenced by the devil.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to Tradition Worship Center.